Zachar Parag Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, a Pesach to Nizrak Domo, a Korban Pesach that was brought on Erev Pesach, and the Dom with Nizrak on them is bad. V'achakach Noida Shuhu Tomit. And after the Zrikas Hadam, they became aware that at the time they brought the Korban Pesach, the Basar, where the Dom was Tomit. Hatzitz Maratzim, the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears on his forehead is Mechaper, and the Korban is a Kasher Korban, and the person would not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. And even though, had they known before the Zrikas Hadam that the Basar or the Dom was Tomit, the Korban would be possible. They would have to bring a different Korban, and if he didn't bring a different Korban, he would have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Now that they only became aware that it was Tomit, after the Zrikas Hadam, the tzitz is Mechaper, the Korban is a Kasher Korban, and even though if the Basar had become Tomit, he would not be allowed to eat the Basar on Leil Pesach, even so, he is punished for bringing a Pesach Sheni. But if the person himself who brought the Korban Pesach had become Tomit, and he was Tomit at the time the Korban Pesach was brought, and he only found out that he was Tomit after the Zrikas Hadam, in such a case, the tzitz would not be Mechaper, and he would have to bring a Pesach Sheni, and since he himself was Tomit and was unfit to bring a Korban Pesach, the tzitz would not be Mechaper, Mipnei Sha'amru, because Chazal teaches us, Hanazir Ba'oysa Pesach, a Nazir who brings his Korbanot at the time he completes his Nazir, and somebody who brings a Korban Pesach, Hatzitz Meratza Al Tumas Adam, Ve'en Hatzitz Meratza Al Tumas Aguf, the tzitz would be Mechaper, if the Dom had become Tame, and they only became aware of that after the Zrikas Hadam. If another was bringing his Korbanos at the time, he completes his Nizirut. And after he brought the Korbanos, they realized that at the time it was already the Dom, that the Dom had already become Tame, the tzitz is Mechaper, and the Korbanos that the another brought would be Kosher. And therefore the another would be allowed to cut his hair and to drink wine and to be mitame lemazin. He would not have to bring other korbanos since the tzitz is mechaper for the tumas hadam. However, the tzitz would not be mechaper for the tumas haguf if the nazir had become tame. And at the time the korbanos were brought, the nazir was tame, but he didn't realize it until after the zrikas hadam. The tzitz would not be mechaper, and the nazir would not be allowed to cut his hair and to drink wine. He would have to start his nazirus again. And that is a halacha, that a nazir that becomes tamei to a maid has to start his nazirus all over again. And the tzitz would not be mechaper for the tumas haguf, even though at the time he brought the korbanos, he was not aware that he was tamei. But once he does become aware that he was tamei at the time he brought the korbanos, he has to start his nazirus all over again. Nitmet tumas hatahom hatzitz maranta. However, if another who was bringing his korbanos, or somebody who was bringing their korban pesach, had become tame from a tumah hatahom, a hidden tumah, the tumah was hidden underneath a rock, and he was not aware that the tumah was there, and he had become tame, but since he wasn't aware that he was tame, he went ahead and brought the korban pesach, or another went ahead and brought his korbanos, and only after the korbanos were brought did they become aware that they had become tame from a tumas hatahom. In such a case, the nazir would not have to bring other korbanos. He can go ahead and drink wine and cut his hair. And so too, the person who brought the korban pesach would not have to bring a pesach sheni. And even though we said that the tzitz is not mechaper, if the person himself who brought the korbanos had become tamei, however, the halacha l'moshe Sinai teaches us that if they had become tamei from a tumas hatahom, a hidden tumah, in such a case, the tzitz would be mechaper, and they would not have to bring another korban. Sakav Sakham Paragzai Mishmachat Nidma Shalem O Rubo. The entire korban pesach, or most of the korban pesach, had become tame. And since it is tame, it must be burnt. Sorfen Oisoilus Mea Bira, Meyase Amarach, must be burnt in front of the Bira. The Beis HaMikdash is referred to as a Bira, meaning to say it would be burnt in the Azorah. And since it is burnt in the Azara, they would use the wood of the Maracha to burn it. They would use the wood that is used on the Mizbeah to burn the Korban Pesach. They would not have to use their own wood. They would use the wood that is set aside to be used on the Mizbeah. The reason why it must be burnt in the Azara is in order to embarrass them. And since it had become tameh, they obviously were not being careful to keep it away from tumah. So therefore, they must burn it publicly in the azara, and that will embarrass them. And the next time, they'll be careful not to let their korban pesach become tameh. Nitma mi'uto v'hanoiser. If only a mi'ut of the korban pesach had become tameh. And if there is nicer from the korban pesach, there's leftover basa from the korban pesach that was not eaten on Leil Pesach. And if the basa is left over until the morning, then whatever is left over must be burnt. Sorah benoisoi behasro sam o agago sam me'atli atma. In such a case, they would not have to burn it in the azar. And since it's only a meat of the korban pesach that had become tameh, or they had some leftover basa from the korban pesach that was not eaten on Leil Pesach, in such a case, they do not have to burn it publicly in the azara. Instead, they could burn it in their courtyards or on their roofs. And since they're not burning in the azara, they would have to use their own wood to burn it. They cannot use the wood of the maracha to burn the korban pesach. Hatzaykanim sorfenoiso lefnei abira. Bishbil lehenois me'atzi hamaracha. Those that are frugal, and they have a mead of the korban pesach that have become tummy, or they have nicer from the korban pesach that they have to burn. Even though they would be permitted to burn it in their courtyard or on their roof, they would not have to burn it in the azar, but they would burn it in the azar anyway in order to benefit from the wood of the maracha. And they don't want to burn it using their own wood. So therefore, they would go to the azar and use the atzeh maracha to burn it. And they want to save money. They don't want to use their own wood.